Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
This is the Financial Flight Plan Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. Mark Killian here alongside with the great team from Estes Financial Services. Joining me on the podcast today is Bree Reyes. She's an investor coach and certified financial planner. Serving us here in the Metroplex from the office in Fort Worth, Tim Estes is also there as well, but he's not on the podcast with us today, but we hope that he's having a great day. If you'd like to find them online, you can do so by going to estesfinancial.net. That is estesfinancial.net. Of course, you can find them on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and you can always follow this podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. And Bree, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. I hope that you've had a good week.
Oh, great week so far. Starting out a great, great year.
It's been an interesting year already, hasn't it? The whole country has been under kind of a frost freeze. We've had a lot of cold temperatures. The seems as though that there's been some good response to the tax changes that are coming down the way. And I know that leads to stress for a lot of people whenever we have a new administration and there's new tax plans and there's new this, that, or the other rules and regulations and things that come down the pike. So I thought we could talk about stress and retirement for this section. We'll stay away from the nitty-gritty right now on that, but we'll just talk about some general things here when it comes to, you know, stress and retirement and how they kind of play together. You know, psychologists, Bree, have determined that retirement is the 10th most stressful event that you can experience in life. You might argue that that might be higher than that based on the clients, right?
I think it is. I really am. I mean, I'm curious now what 1 through 9 are.
Well, I don't have all of them, but I will say that death of a spouse is on there, divorce, and going to jail.
Well, yes. And I can see where those might be just as stressful or more stressful than retirement itself, definitely. Especially the going to jail part.
Yeah, I'm all good with that one. Yeah, I'm with you there. But I'm still wondering what some of the other ones are. But I imagine that, obviously I'm not quite ready for retirement, but I am thinking about it. I'm in those stages where I'm starting to put more focus onto my retirement plan. So let's talk about some ways we can proactively deal with the impending stress that may happen for some folks in retirement. You know, for example, understanding the significant lifestyle changes that comes with retirement. I mean, that's the first kind of hurdle, is to realize it's a different mindset.
Life is going to change. Yes. This is, we've actually had quite a few clients that are retiring right now or just retired at the end of last year, 2017. And one of the most important questions for Tim and I during the, okay, you are getting ready to retire meeting, isn't how much money do you need? Are you going to be able to live? Because we've worked up to and have worked on and planned for quite a few times. The question is, okay, so you're retired tomorrow. What are you doing Monday?
Yeah, good point.
Because it's a completely different lifestyle change. And so for the first week or so, you know, it's kind of fun and you're free and you're doing, but then at week 3 hits, and that's when we normally get the phone call from people. I'm no longer having to wake up to meet a clock. I don't have any meetings to do. You know, there's no project or deadline. I'm not talking to people. The newness has worn off and I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine that there's a lot of things that are just changing in there. Like I said, I'm not quite there myself, but you know, when you think about the lifestyle changes, there's no more sales calls, there's no more travel, no more drama. Well, there's different kinds of drama, right? You might have your spouse saying, would you find something to do? Because you're driving me nuts.
We see that too. We just talked to a couple yesterday that just know they will drive each other nuts. So they've got to make sure they have hobbies.
You got to have hobbies, right?
Hobbies together and separate hobbies. Separate hobbies
are good point. Too. Yeah, that's a good point.
It sounds great. It sounds, okay, I'm not going to go to work anymore. It sounds awesome in theory. And it is. But the newness does wear off. And so the most important question when you sit down with a financial coach like Tim and I, at least with Estes Financial, one of our most important questions is, okay, so what are you doing? Yeah. Really? What are we doing? You know, next week I'm going to spend with grandkids. Okay, well, what about when they go back to school after the break? What are you doing then? Because it's hard. It's hard to go from having something to do 40 hours a week to not. And so this is an important time to I tell people, remember being, you know, a college freshman or being 18 and figuring out what you wanted to do with the rest of your life. You're at that stage again because we're retiring at maybe at the same time we used to retire, but we're living a lot longer. Life expectancy is a lot longer. So it's almost planning for a new stage of life now.
Yeah, true. Well, we don't want to worry you here from the financial flight plan. We just want to say, you know, understanding that the lifestyle change that comes with retirement is fairly significant. So making sure that you're doing some planning, of course, having an investor coach on your side to help you with the financial part, like Bree and Tim, is certainly a great idea, but also just that mindset you've got to get yourself in. And I would say, Bree, just embrace the opportunity that these new challenges are going
to
bring.
See, I don't look at it that way. It's fun. It's fun. You get to try everything and see what your passions are and what your interests are. A lot of times while we're working and, you know, dealing with our family and maybe raising kids and all of your passions and interests maybe get put to the side because there's only so many hours in the week that you can do things. Now you get to explore. You get to be a kid again. You get to find out really what interests you. To me, this has got to be so much fun. And that's what I love helping our clients through, not just the financial portion of it, but embrace the changes.
Yeah, it sounds like, so you're a very open person. So, hey, keep those options open because, you know, when we get into retirement, it could be totally a lot of fun. I mean, that's the whole point, right? We work so hard to get there. Let's enjoy it.
Let's make sure it's fun. Try new things. I didn't know what pickleball was. We had one of our clients taught me all about pickleball. It's a tennis-like sport that sounds awesome that I actually want to pick up once I get a little free time. There's so many different things. Tim and Julie just took a cooking class together that I had gifted him for Christmas.
Nice.
They went to Sur La Table and they sat down and they took a cooking class. And now Julie, his wife, who is retired, my mom, who is busier now than she was when she was working, when she was a flight attendant, is now all about taking these cooking classes and learning these new recipes, which is no problem for Tim because he loves trying the food.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, it's beneficial for me because sometimes leftovers get being brought to the office.
There you go.
So I'm not saying no to it either. But this is time to do those different things. You know, go to the junior college and audit, you know, talk to them about auditing a history class if you want to, or take some golf lessons. You know, try, if it sounds like fun, if it has ever sounded like fun, now is the time to try it. And you are not going to be a scratch golfer, and you may not be Monet right away, but, you know, try it all and see what interests you.
Yeah, great point. And maybe you're going to be the next Julia Child, like Tim, right?
And Julie, yeah, no, like Julie, Tim and Julie are doing. Yes,
there you go.
Yes. So, try it all out.
Yeah, absolutely. Great point. You know, it just enjoy, don't let stress creep up on you too much when it comes to retirement. That's our conversation here today on the Financial Flight Plan podcast. Is stress in retirement? You know, it's been said that it's one of the 10th most stressful events that we can go through. But I think if you have a coach on your side, if you have a team on your side helping you with that financial aspect and working with you on achieving those wants, dreams, and goals, then you can enjoy a more stress-free retirement and keep those options open and embrace those challenges and have fun. And of course, Tim Estes and Bree Reyes at Estes Financial Services are those investor coaches that can help you here in the Metroplex. You just give them a call at 817-444-8402. Follow us here on this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, or reach out to them on the web at estesfinancial.net. But the important thing is to just take some action so that you can enjoy a stressless retirement, if you will. You know, Bree, I would say that since I just said that, I think that that's really kind of a good factor to really tie it all together, is that you can go out and you can understand, like you can sit at home and do some of this homework, as you mentioned. You can think about the lifestyle changes. You can think about what you want to do and where you want to go. Do you want to move closer to the grandkids or farther away from the grandkids or travel more or whatever the case is? But if you work closely with a good financial advisor, they're going to help you be able to attain those, or at least make sure that you're on the right path towards it.
Exactly. And just because, you know, you have dreamed of maybe, I don't know, moving somewhere, maybe moving to Florida or moving to Costa Rica or something, and you get to Florida and after 2 weeks you hate it and there are mosquitoes and it's everybody drives slow and you can't get anywhere or something. Nothing is set in stone. You are allowed to change your mind. You know, maybe you've been in business forever and you think, okay, I don't know what to do with this. I am sure there is a fabulous nonprofit organization that would love to have you volunteer. The ASPCA, I don't know. I don't know what you're at, your passions are, or your hobbies or something, but there are organizations out there that love you. And the way that we can work with you on that, would love to have you. And the way that we can work with you on that is taking a look at the money aspect of it, because it can add some stress in retirement. We understand that. We understand that retirement is incredibly stressful. You go from receiving a paycheck that you know you are getting every month to potentially, you may have a pension, you may still be getting a partial paycheck from someone, or you don't have a pension at all, which is most people, and we're having to make that paycheck for you. We're having to put it together so you do start getting money every month. And I understand this is incredibly, incredibly stressful. I've been making retirement seem like a lot of fun here and seem amazing, but I understand that it is. And so we've got to work together with our clients as financial coaches to talk about those goals, to talk about how much they're going to cost, to talk about how we can strategize a working with a pension if they have one, or creating a what I call a personal pension, so that they do know how much money is coming in every month to make sure we're meeting all of their needs financially.
Yeah, create that plan. Let it, the plan, and your advisor do the work for you, and you're able to go out and enjoy the life. You know, it's nothing wrong with making it sound good. Bree, as you said, I think retirement can be and should be a great time in our life. So just making sure that you're working with a coach that can help you achieve those things is certainly going to be the great step to get started. And if you find yourself in that situation and you need a second opinion, you don't have a plan, you just want to have a conversation, you just have questions, well, the team at Estes Financial Services can certainly help you out. They are investor coaches and certified financial planners, both Tim Estes and Bree Reyes here in the Metroplex. And with that, I'll say thank you so much for being on the Financial Flight Plan this week with me, Bree. I certainly appreciate it. And people want to reach out to you for that financial MRI, they should certainly take this opportunity to do so, correct?
Correct. And anytime you want to sit down and talk about retirement, not only the financial aspect of it, because it's important. We want to make sure your golden years are golden. We want to make sure you have the personal pension, as I call it, that covers all your needs and gets you to do what you want to do and try all these new and wonderful, amazing things. And so it's important to sit down with a coach and have an honest discussion about that. And feel free to give us a call, reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter, or shoot us an email. And it's important to come in and sit down. And in the meantime, while you're doing that, while you're calling us and emailing, go out and lead an abundant life.
Thank you for listening to the Financial Flight Plan. This has been Mark Killian along with Bree Reyes, and we'll be back for more next week.